This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And the U.S. drug maker Biogen IDEC, which is based in Massachusetts, recently got the kind of news that you really want to hear if you are in the pharmaceutical industry. And that is that its new multiple sclerosis drug, Tecfidera, has been approved by U.S. regulators. And the sales of Tecfidera could reach $3 billion a year. So very good news for Biogen IDEC. The CEO of the company, George Scangos, joins me now to discuss that and other things. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with this new MS drug that you guys have just come out with. How much money and work did it take to come up with this, to develop this drug?
Well, Tecfidera was in development for over 10 years and several hundred million dollars. I actually don't know the exact amount. But costs a lot of money and takes a lot of time to get a new drug onto the market. As you know, we had it approved recently, and we're very optimistic about this drug and its ability to provide substantial help for large numbers of MS patients.
And when you're developing a drug like this, do you put all of your eggs in that basket, or do you have multiple drugs that you're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on over the course of 10 years?
We have multiple drugs simultaneously because the chances of any one drug being successful are very small. You know, the number you typically hear is about 10%. So Tecfidera had very good results in two phase three trials. We have two other drugs for hemophilia that can provide benefit to hemophilia patients for which we had good results. Those were going on simultaneously. We have yet a fourth drug, a new drug for, again, for MS that had good phase three results recently, and hopefully we'll be able to launch those other three drugs next year. It's unusual to have four successes like that in a row. It's a risky business, and so we've done well recently.
How did you carve out that niche, by the way, in MS?
Well, that happened long before I got here. Biogen IDEC was founded 35 years ago. It was one, is the oldest existing biotechnology company. It was founded by several people, among whom were two Nobel laureates. The science done here in the early days was as good as anywhere. I think the drugs that have come out of here have benefited huge numbers of patients. So those include interferon for MS, different interferon for hepatitis C, hepatitis B vaccines, and other drugs as well. So it was extraordinarily productive company.
Now, the price you guys have set for Tecfidera is about $55,000 a year per patient, and I wonder how you arrive at that cost.
Yeah, look, when we determine a cost for our drug, we take into account a lot of different factors, not only the cost of R&D, cost of production, but our ability to continue to do research to move into the future and bring even new drugs forward. We try and be moderate. That price is below some of the competitive drugs, even though we think Tecfidera represents a very good value proposition. So it's a complicated process with a number of different factors.
And how long do you think it would take to make up your cost of R&D with selling this drug?
You know, typically it takes several years. The investment occurs over a long period of time. To make that investment worthwhile, given the risk, the drug has to be on the market for a substantial period of time. And I think that's why it's so important to have periods of exclusivity to allow the innovator companies to make back their return.
So I ask you all of these questions because, of course, the next thing that's going to happen is some generic is going to copy this, right?
Eventually, that's true. We believe we have good intellectual property protection to protect this drug for several years. Frankly, if that weren't the case, it wouldn't make sense to bring it onto the market. So I think intellectual property protection, data exclusivity are very important to us as a company, to the whole industry, if we want a continued flow of innovative new drugs.
It's a strong argument, but of course the other side of that, and this is something we've been covering, especially with this recent court case in India, is that generics make more drugs available to more people. How do you counter that as a drug maker, that it's more important for you to have the money to do the R&D that you need to do to invent the drugs than it is to make that drug available to as many people around the world as possible?
I don't think it's an either or. I think there's room for both kinds of drugs. Innovative drugs, where companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars over a decade or longer, with a fairly good chance that they will fail, have to provide a return to the company or in its investors, or the company wouldn't make that investment and we wouldn't have new drugs. That is absolutely essential to have that period of exclusivity. That period of exclusivity shouldn't go on forever. We have good patent laws here and in Europe and all developed countries, so that eventually that exclusivity expires and the drugs become generic and cheaper. And you saw that recently with Lipitor, for example, which is now a generic drug and available for quite a low price.
So is there a reasonable period of time in your mind that a drug should be exclusive to the maker?
Well, yes. I don't know exactly what that period of time is. You know, there are statistics that, you know, not only do most drugs fail, most drugs that succeed and get approved actually don't pay back their investment. Hmm. And so I think those drugs that do pay back their investment are what keep the industry going. And I think the issue of drug prices is the wrong focus. That it is not drug prices that are driving up healthcare costs. If you were to completely wipe out the profits of the pharmaceutical biotech industry, I think that's about 2% of all healthcare costs. Hmm. So it's an easy focus because it's obvious, it's out there. I think it diverts attention from the much more complex, much more important problems that are actually the drivers of healthcare costs. Using drugs appropriately is one of the few ways we have actually to bend the curve of healthcare costs. You know, we increasingly are working at the intersection of science, medicine, economics to try and demonstrate the impact that our drugs have on the cost of healthcare, not just the cost of the drug, but if they help patients avoid hospitalizations, they obviously reduce other kinds of costs. Getting the drugs to the right patients who will benefit from them, not giving them to patients who won't benefit from them. I think that shifts the value curve, and we and other companies are working quite hard on that.
Do you take a position on Obamacare?
Look, I think Obamacare is a good attempt to control healthcare costs. I think that in a country like the U.S., everybody should have healthcare. It's too rich a country to let people go without healthcare. There are some aspects of Obamacare I would have done differently, but nevertheless, I think we have a responsibility to make sure that all of our citizens have adequate healthcare.
What is the future for a company like Biogen IDEC? Is it about emerging markets or is it about creating just a constant flow of new drugs that you can market first in developed countries?
Yes. Our future is in the development of innovative new drugs. We are a leader in the treatment of multiple sclerosis. We have interesting new drugs coming forward for hemophilia. Those are based on innovative science that has been done at this company over the years. The fundamental basis of our success is a world-class science and medicine. We will continue to do that as we go forward. And, you know, our goal is to bring better and better drugs forward. We have good drugs now to treat MS. We can't cure it yet. No one can cure it yet. That would be the ultimate goal, to provide therapies for these patients that will completely arrest, reverse the progress of the disease and allow them to live healthy lives and die of something else.
Now, you're a scientist by training, right?
Yes, I am.
So how'd you learn how to run a company?
Trial and error. I've been in this industry a long time. I was an academic. I took a sabbatical and went to work for a biotech company, which was purchased by a large pharma company, Bayer. I worked within Bayer for a decade. Learned a lot about how to make drugs there. Learned a lot about the industry. I left there, was the CEO of a smaller startup, entrepreneurial biotech company, Exelixis, for 14 years before I came here. So I've been around a long time and just gathered up the knowledge over that time.
And finally, how do you come up with these names like Tecfidera? Couldn't we come up with a drug name that's just easy to say, pronounce, and read?
Look, naming drugs is a very complicated process. The name has to be approved by the FDA. It has to be approved by the European authorities. There are very stringent and appropriate rules that the name can't be suggestive of an effect. It can't be similar to other names so that it could be confused on a physician's prescription pad. So the number of names that are acceptable is actually quite small. And we spent a long time and we had many names rejected by the regulatory agencies. Ooh. And we finally settled on Tecfidera. And you'll grow to love it.
What was one of the rejected names?
Oh, I'm not going to go into all the rejected names. I don't even know if I'm allowed to do that.
Well, George Scango, CEO of Biogen IDEC, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Sure. Thanks for your interest. I appreciate it.